Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here in the KE Report. Chad and I are chatting with Dave Erfley, founder and editor of the Junior Minor Junkie. Now Dave, I know when we chatted last week, we were hoping for a little bit better environment in the precious metals, and unfortunately, the start of this week, precious metals are off to a pretty rough start. It was interesting on Monday, seeing gold and silver mostly flat, but the shares selling off. And then yesterday on Tuesday, we saw the follow through from the actual metals prices moving down, and now gold right around, or it was right around that about 1760 to 1770 level. The shares foretold that weakness, as I mentioned on Monday. What's your takeaway from this continued weakness in gold especially?
Yeah, Corey, it's pretty much expected, unfortunately. We talked over the weekend about the bear flags that had formed on gold and on silver and on the shares, and how the shares were leading now lower. You know, when the shares show relative weakness to the gold price, it's a pretty good bet that that's the metals are going to go lower. And it's the opposite. And it's the opposite as far as if they're leading higher, the metals are going to go higher. So basically, they always lead in both directions. And boy, that sure was the case. And now we've got everything really oversold on the daily as we head into the last day of the quarter here. And, you know, we got quarter end book squaring, a lot of people dumping shares, a lot of people dumping metal as it went in the opposite direction as they expected when they purchased it. So, and also, you know, these fund managers are cleaning up everything for the quarter before they go on vacation. So it's really not too much of a surprise to see this weakness this week. But I also wouldn't be surprised to see a pretty strong bounce here pretty soon, because that 1750 area is pretty strong support. Also, it's the uptrend line of that triangle that we had a false breakout of earlier. So we've had that false breakout. We had a waterfall decline back into the triangle. And now we've got that upper trend line being tested now. So if we get a weekly close, especially a quarterly close here below 1750, I wouldn't be surprised to see a lot more weakness come after a quick bounce. You know, we've really got to watch that 1675 area later on if the 1750 area fails, because that's really strong support where the gold price double bottom on a daily chart back in March. So a lot of interesting things going on as the summer unfolds here in the precious metal market, and it's pretty much mirroring what the dollar's doing. You know, the dollar's formed a bull flag that it's breaking out of, and as the gold price is breaking out, it breaks down from its bear flag.
Yeah, Dave, I was going to ask you about if the 1750 level doesn't hold, that should be some reasonable support at the end of this quarter and month-end book squaring. You know, wouldn't that put the target right back on the 1675 level you mentioned, which was the double bottom from March and where we saw a nice bounce in April and May? If we don't hold those levels, and especially if we don't hold that double bottom in March, my concern would be we would then be putting in lower lows in the gold market. So how important is it that these levels hold for the longer term thesis, in your opinion?
Yeah, I think it's very important, because if that 1675 area does not hold, then that does bring up the support that we discussed over the weekend of that 1550 to 1575 area. The gold sector would still be in a bull market if that is tested, but I wouldn't want to see that eventually fail, because then it would bring up 1450 after that. So let's just concentrate on the 1675 area holding here, which I think it will for now. But once we see this bounce, which I'm expecting here, I think it needs to get back over 1850 fairly quickly for us to have any confidence that the gold price is going to remain in this 1675 to 1850 area while it continues to consolidate the gains from last year. It's really interesting to see how the gold market, how the shares are already trading near where they were trading when gold was already at 675. So we need to see a strong bounce in the shares here really soon, which I think is going to happen. But you have to ask yourself, if you think that the gold price is going to eventually go down to that 1575, 1550 area, will you lighten up some more on this bounce, or will you continue to hold all your positions waiting for this consolidation to end at 1675? So that's pretty much what you have to ask yourself as a trader, because basically what I'm doing here still, I'm still holding all my core positions. And I built up some cash already. And so I've expected all this to take place. And now I have to ask myself, if I really think that the 1675 area is going to hold. And if I do, I'm going to continue to hold everything. But if I don't, I might start shaving off some profits from those core positions.
Well, Dave, that just one more quick follow-up on that concept. This is the kind of time period where we see weakness in a market, where sometimes it can also be an attractive time to accumulate if it was to get down, let's say, not all the way to 1675, but maybe in the high 1600s, low 1700s, put in a higher low, quote, air quotes, and then start moving back up higher again. So the concern some would be that some people may get ready to sell at exactly the wrong time. So how do you balance out the risk that could happen if there was a drop lower between 1675 and the opportunity to possibly pick up some of the shares that you missed on the way up at a better price point?
Right. And that's what the cash is for, because the things that I sold were things that needed an $1,800 floor to go higher, to were basically projects that aren't going to get built until the market believes there's a solid $1,800 floor, which obviously that hasn't happened yet. So I figured that it was starting to happen. So I've scaled into a few optionality companies, and I've now liquidated those. So the cash that I have from selling those, I'm going to concentrate on some of these higher margin, some of these juniors that are de-risking higher margin projects that I missed and that are being sold along with most everything else here. So it's a dance you kind of have to do here as you think. Where do you think that the gold price is going to end this consolidation process? I'm in the camp that believes that the 1675 area is going to hold. But if I start to see the language of the market telling me otherwise, then I'm going to have to start taking some of my profits out of my core positions on a bounce, which I don't want to do right now. So, we always have to pay really close to the technicals here, especially in a time where the market has pretty much came out of the reflation trade here, and people are worried about tapering, which now I think the market is pricing in the Fed beginning to taper at the end of the year of this year, and maybe even hiking rates at the end of 2022. That's what they're starting to factor in. But it remains to be seen if that 1675 area is going to hold. The market's telling me that it is right now. If you take a look at the latest commitment of traders report, it's been flushed out pretty good. And the sentiment now is really in the toilet in the gold market. It's getting to our levels where we're going to see a bounce, but we're going to have to see what happens on that bounce. If the shares start leading the metal higher after the bounce, then I'm going to be a little more encouraged. But if the shares could continue to show relative weakness to the gold price during the bounce, then I'm going to be a little more concerned.
Still, a lot of question marks for the metals right now, and unfortunately still that pressure to the downside. And look, gold really does need to hold that 16, about 75 level, but we're still $100 away from there. So first things first, let's hold 1750, 1700 down to those levels. Dave, when you talk about some of your core positions and some of the stocks that aren't so tied to that $1,800 gold price, are you looking at some of these miners that are still making money at these levels? Are you looking at de-risk exploration plays, or are you still going into some of the earlier on exploration plays that obviously all of these need to have some sort of high grade component to them?
Right now, On my watch list, I have companies that are de-risking higher margin projects and some exploration plays that I like that have recently cashed up, and they have high margin targets in good jurisdictions with good management teams. I've got a couple of those on my watch list. I'm not really looking into getting into any miners, but if this 1675 level does eventually get broken, and if some of these miners really sell off even harder, I might take a look at a few growth oriented producers that I thought maybe ran away from me and got too high to where I'm not going to purchase it anymore. I might start looking at a few of those. Right now, I already have a few of those in my portfolio that I'm really happy with. But if I see some panic selling in a few that I missed, and they get down to an area that I think they show really good value, and they have at least three times upside potential in the next 12 to 18 months, I'll consider getting into one or two of those as well.
One more thought for you, Dave, is the action in silver lately has been unique in that normally when gold is getting hit or when the miners are getting hit, you would see silver outperform to the downside just like it outperforms to the upside. And it really hasn't been doing that. It's been holding its own. It's been holding in a range. What do you think's going on with silver, and why do you think it's diverged so much from the gold side of things?
Yeah, thanks for bringing that up, Chad. We talked about that off mic. Yeah, silver has been really, really impressive, because usually when you see the gold price do a strong reversal like that in the market, and the market suddenly reverses, you see silver really leading on the downside. You're not seeing that here. You're seeing the shares lead on the downside, and you saw silver lead on the downside directly when you saw that waterfall decline. But since that waterfall decline, silver has remained pretty strong. It's still above its 200-day moving average, and it's still well inside its consolidation triangle. And as long as it holds $25, it still looks good. So that's another reason why I think that 1675 level is going to hold in the gold price. Because if I thought 1675 was in danger, I would need to see silver really leading on the downside here. And it's not doing that, which is really surprising, because the reason for gold doing what it's doing, the big reason, is because of the reflation trade is coming off here. And the strong dollar, you know, the silver price is normally a lot more susceptible to a decline with a stronger dollar than gold is. And that's not happening here. So that's very encouraging.
Okay. So in summary, you are seeing a bounce, potentially a short-term bounce, maybe a solid bottom being put in here for the precious metals and the stocks, but it still sounds like you think that investors should have some cash on the sidelines. Don't be necessarily in here being too aggressive, trying to catch what could be a falling knife, but make sure that you have some positions in some of the stocks that you like. Is that fair to say, Dave?
Absolutely. And, you know, come late June, early August, you know, maybe even before then, start looking at putting in some stink bids at some of your favorite companies. And that's a good time to do it. But, you know, this year, now that we've had a consolidation process and the gold price has been weak all year, I know it might be too soon to talk about it for some, but tax loss selling, it looks like is going to come a little bit early this year. And I would definitely save some cash for some December deals, because some of these things might go a lot lower than you think by December if they've been really weak this year, and you might see some tax loss selling deals. Well, I think you will see some tax loss selling deals this year.
Okay, Dave, great chatting with you. Hopefully next time we chat, it will be a little bit more optimistic around the precious metals. I know you're going away for a little bit, but we will reconnect when you're back. And again, everyone, just be watching some of your favorite stocks. And when it gets to a level that you like, not a bad idea to scale in. But I wouldn't say get too aggressive right now, as there is a lot of headwinds, at least in the short term, for the precious metals, especially gold. Dave, thanks as always for your time, buddy. Have a great rest of your week.
Thanks a lot, Corey.